And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I am so excited to have Pam Kaw. She's a board member with Community Cares. How are you?
I'm fine this morning, and I'm so excited that you have me here to talk about this.
I'm excited to get you in here because you guys, Community Cares, puts on an annual event every Christmas Day, and this is kind of a big deal. I mean, you guys help a lot of people, get a lot of people together, and that's what you're here to talk about. It's the Community Cares annual Christmas dinner.
Yes, it is.
And it's coming up very quickly.
Next week on Christmas Day.
Yep. So give us all the details for someone maybe out there that doesn't know. First of all, what is Community Cares?
Community Cares is a group of people who got together a number of years ago and decided that the community needed a Christmas dinner, something for people that are elderly or alone or just needy, and we wanted to do a Christmas dinner for them. So the board got together, and it's grown over the years. Brenda Dieter was actually instrumental in starting it with Terry Johnson and Tammy. I just went blank on her last name. I can see it, and I can't remember it. Anyway, and then Stephanie, my daughter, and myself, and Liz Diamond, and Ray Haycock also got involved at the same time. Tammy Huntington.
There you go.
I got it. I knew it would come to me. We joined in and started this dinner. They started it, and we continued with it. We're all on the board, and we all work to provide a meal. And not just a meal, but a community for people to go to on Christmas Day. The meal itself is between 2 and 4, and so we're there at 2 getting the meal set up and ready. But we also do deliveries. So for people who can't come and be there, that either the weather's cold or they just want to stay in, we deliver to them. So it gives everyone a sense that they have a place to go and a good meal on Christmas Day, which is what the holiday should be about.
Right, exactly. We don't want to see anyone out there alone on Christmas Day.
That's right.
So, and how many years has this been going on?
I want to say 5. I'm not sure, though. I've been on it for at least 3 or 4, and I think it had started a year or two before me. So
it's been going strong and getting bigger and bigger each year.
Give us
the details. Like, where is it going to be held? What can we expect if we were to come?
Okay, the dinner is held at the Jennifer Levitt Center at the college at Utah State University Eastern from 2 to 4 on Christmas Day. We start delivering at 1 o'clock on Christmas Day. When you get there at 2 o'clock, we have a dinner that's a traditional dinner. Turkey, ham, potatoes, vegetable, pie, rolls, the whole fixings. As much as you can eat. We have plenty of food for everybody who is there. And that's the same meal that goes out to the homes if anybody who wants the food delivered. We have entertainment. Local members of our community come and entertain, sing Christmas music, different instruments that go on throughout the program. When you leave, we have gifts for the children. We have bags of candy for everyone. We have poinsettias that have been donated by Sutherlands. It's just a wonderful day, and it gives people a chance to be out, and it's wonderful for us because we get to give back to our community. So.
And that's the best part of all,
yeah.
Right there. Now, right now, you said you're pretty much set on your volunteers.
Yeah.
You won't turn anyone away.
No, we never turn a volunteer away.
And as far as monetary donations, you're still accepting those. And
yes,
I liked how you averaged out how much it would cost to feed an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, our average cost is about $5 a person to feed a person and provide everything. So what we've done is we've put an ad in the local paper, but we also will accept donations at the P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 255 in Price, Utah, and we actually accept donations there, and we accept any donation at all, anything that helps, because we donate, but we have to pay for the goods and the services and things like that. So we need donations if at all possible. So,
all right, and you can either bring it the day of.
Oh, sure, we'll be there the day of, and we'll take donations on that day also.
Or they can just mail it to that mm-hmm. PO box.
Yes.
So, have you been involved with this since the very beginning?
Since after the first year.
After the first year,
my daughter and I were sitting around one day when she'd come back from school and was working here, and it's just us and my husband Steve. And I've always wanted to help out at Christmas. I've always felt like that's what we should be doing. So I dragged her to a meeting with me, and the next thing we knew, we were both on the board and actively involved in it.
Well, that's so wonderful.
And it's good for us.
It's become a tradition, a holiday tradition
for
tradition your family.
For my husband and my daughter and I, yeah, we're there all the time.
So what's the atmosphere like when you're there?
It's just nice. People visit, they socialize. We have young men, the missionaries that are assigned to the college, and different other people that will actually take you to your seats, and they bring your food to you, and so you're kind of pampered.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's more than just it's a whole experience. We try to make it a whole Christmas Day experience for all of the people who come.
Now, you do have somewhat of a shuttle service only upon request, and mm-hmm. that of course is for close to price.
Yeah, so close to price, because it's hard to get all the way to East Carbon and back in time for the dinner and get them back. But what we do is East Carbon, last year we delivered over 40 plus dinners to East Carbon. So we have two or three vehicles that end up going to East Carbon with
to make
warm
the deliveries.
Meals. We have the warmers that the college has.
Right.
So we deliver the meals to East Carbon. And we deliver in Price, we deliver in Carbonville, we deliver in Wellington, we deliver in Helper, we deliver in Kenilworth. We forgot Kenilworth, putting that 1 year, so remember Kenilworth. But we deliver all to the local area. But if you want a ride, you can get a hold of me or my daughter, either one of us, and we'll make sure someone gets to where you are at to pick you up and bring you in for the afternoon.
But that does have to be ahead of time.
It has to be planned ahead of time so we can make the arrangements and make sure we have enough help
to go and pick people up.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you guys have mastered all of this down and it's just going smoothly. You just are ready for the dinner.
We are getting there. I think we're good.
And it's just adding a little bit each year.
Yes.
Making it
we
bigger.
We find different things. But we encourage anyone who's home on Christmas who either just doesn't want to cook a dinner and or just wants to be around people or has a small family, we have people who come every year and we look forward to seeing them. They've become like our friends and they come and we make sure they have a nice dinner and we get to visit with them and it just turns out nice. So
good. Well, it's wonderful that you guys have put this on and have carried it on through the years and
Thank
it gets
you.
Bigger and bigger. And so appreciation to you and your board members for putting
Thank
this on.
You.
This is great. So
thank you.
All right, folks. Well, if you're in need of a ride, whether if you live in Helper, Carbonville, Kenilworth, close to Price, they will offer a ride. You just have to let them know ahead of time. And then anyone in East Carbon that would like a meal delivered, they will deliver out there. You just need to get a hold of Pam as well. What's your good contact information?
It's 435-820-6628. Or you can contact any of the others if you happen to know them. Any of the other board members will get us the names, and we will deliver. Like I said, we will deliver anywhere in the Carbon County area. So if you don't feel like coming out, we will make sure you have a meal.
And for any folks out there that may have a neighbor that's elderly, that you know is home alone, mm-hmm. and you would like to make sure that they get a meal delivered, you can just get a hold of Pam as well.
Yes, just make sure that you let them know, because sometimes they go away and then we can't get the meals to them. So as long as they know to expect us and we can verify it, that would be perfect.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, I appreciate you taking time and coming in and talking about this.
Me.
Appreciate it very much. And again, thanks to you and your board members for putting this on.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you guys supporting it. So thanks.
All right. All right, folks. That's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.